This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily, presented by Mocarum Injury Lawyers.
Yeah, it is Mocarum Injury Lawyers. Hard as hell to say. Easy to dial. 281-222-2222. Big City Wings, y'all. It's one of them Fridays, man. We're out in the streets once again. Up Highway 6, Copper, what'd you call it?
Copperfield location.
Copperfield location up off Highway 6. Come through, hang out with us. If you can't get to this Big City Wings, there's plenty of them around whatever city you're in, whatever area of Houston you're in. Stop by. I had the Tajin Wings. They were absolutely tremendous, as good as I remembered. And I just ordered me, Ron, I just ordered me the old White Wings.
Oh,
off the appetizer, off the appetizer menu. Yep.
Now we are trying to get to Tuesday, correct? I'm just saying.
Oh yeah, no, I'll be all right. I'll be all right.
I'm just making sure here.
Yeah, as long as I'll be all right. As long as I keep my workouts in, get in the sauna, and I drink enough water, and we'll be all right. We'll get below 250.
Because I mean, because you just said to me, make sure you don't just use your
I mean, them little old wings I ate earlier with these white wings I got coming, I can handle that, man. It's them chips and that bread and all that stuff that get me up north, running north. And so, but come by, hang out with us if you can't get by here. Again, get by your nearest Big City Wings location. Yesterday was a big day for the Astros, Ron, and look, I know all my it's a long season, folks. You don't like these conversations, but I think yesterday was absolutely huge for the Astros, in on several fronts, right? But I teased the question of Lance McCullers yesterday, 4 1/3 innings. I mean, nothing massive, obviously. You'd like to see him run deeper in the game. Give up 5 hits, 2 earned runs, 3 walks. Big part here, 8 strikeouts, a lot of swing and miss. Gave up a home running through 91 pitches. His 91st pitch, by the way, was 94 miles an hour.
Why did that do it for you?
Because I think velocity is a big thing with Lance McCullers. It's not just – I know we zero in on – Lance McCullers walked 2 batters here, and he hit 2 batters here, and believe it or not, he did that again. I know it's hard to believe, but he did that again as well last night. I mean, he didn't really take off yesterday until his 39th pitch, right? His 40th through his 91st pitch was some pretty damn good work for Lance McCullers. It was a rough start, so his pitch count got up there. That's why he didn't throw as many innings. But velocity is a question for him as he gets back in game shape and comes back from not pitching for 900 and some odd days. And, you know, I've just heard a lot of people that cover the team really closely talking about Lance McCullers and, you know, is he a 91, 92 guy or is he a 94, 96 guy like he used to be? Well, his 91st pitch last night was a 94 mile an hour four seam fastball. Now it was a single back, well hit back up the middle. But the velocity was there that deep in the game. I think that's a plus. As I mentioned, there's a lot of swing and miss from a percentage perspective. You know, he didn't have his best stuff. He was having to use a couple of different pitches, and he fought through it and had a hell of a run. I think in the middle of that game right there, given all that Lance McCullers has been through, that's number one, right? Which one of these, as an Astros fan, which one of these turns you on more, Lance McCullers? And all the things that Lance McCullers is, as we mentioned earlier, Lance is no longer a luxury. We need Lance. Astros fans, we need Lance McCullers to be a quality starting pitcher here and get back to, maybe not his old self, but get back to being a consistent piece in this rotation. Did that turn you on more, or was it Jose Altuve? Mm. Who Jose Altuve just hadn't been himself as of late, but he hits two bombs last night. I did not see the first one. I saw the second one. It was an absolute no-brainer, no doubter, and it was typical Altuve swinging out of his shoes and getting every single bit of it. They blew that thing wide open. Ended up winning, I think, 9-2.
9-2, which was big because in this important series, they're not having to use – they didn't have to use Abreu and Hader, which means you could – there's two more times you could probably use them in this important series. Yeah. Against the team you're chasing.
713-572-4610. Which one turns you on more? Lance McCullers having a decent outing? I would say fair, Ron, to say that Lance McCullers took a step last night.
I think for me, that was what I was looking at was, hey, is he going to take a step to turn the corner towards at least giving showing signs of, yeah, we can depend on him in the rotation? Because I think that's the number one thing from it. I think he did. He still has to get some length in these games.
Well, he's got to clean up the early inning stuff and get – I mean, he literally – he had 39 pitches midway through the second inning. It's like you can't – like that's never going to work, right? I mean, that's you're not going to get through five. You're not – much less get to six. You're just not going to get there.
Because, like, Clint, if I told you, all right, tomorrow Framber's going to throw 91 pitches, how many innings do you think
he's giving you seven, eight innings.
If I told you Hunter Brown's going to throw 91 pitches.
They're definitely going to give you six. It's definitely going to be a quality start.
It's not, you know – 3 1/3.
Yeah.
Four and a third. Yeah.
Yeah. But just as a fan, though, this was, I can't speak for everybody, but as a fan, it was a hell of a night because Lance McCullers, because if you were watching it from that, literally, I keep saying the pitch because I remember watching the game. It's when I turned, right? If you were watching that game and you were watching Lance from the 39th pitch on, there was something different. There was something he started to get a lot of swing and miss. He struck out four the next five. But it seemed to be a different level of confidence with Lance McCullers. Did that right there turn you on more, or was it Altuve who seemed to have, I don't want to call it a slump, because
I think Altuve's been slumping. It dropped early where he was throwing, and he's in like the 230s he was. So I think it was a slump.
Okay, fair. But he hits two bombs yesterday. You know, which one was it? The Altuve or the Lance McCullers stuff? That turns you on. I know for me, I've not been worried about Altuve. I know we had a little all-star conversation about him the other day. I still think Tyler's thinking about him in the Cayman Islands. But for me, I think it was Lance, man. I was never worried about Altuve and whether he would contribute at a high level. The Lance McCullers stuff is concerning. Can he get back to anywhere close to where he was ultimately 1,000 days ago or not?
It's crazy because I was about to jump out and say, yeah, it's Lance. He's more important when you think about the guys they've had injured. But damn it, Altuve swinging the bat's pretty important too because the offense is not, you know, it's right now it's Jeremy Pena and Jake Myers. Like, God, say that out loud. Those are the two leading this offense, Jeremy Pena and Jake Myers, with Yordan injured and Christian Walker doing Abreu things and the rest of the group. Like, it's probably of importance pretty even. that they need, you know, Altuve to be Altuve.
Well, on the Lance McCullers front, you talked about he needs to go deeper in games, right? Yesterday, his first 24 pitches, 11 of them were strikes. Strikes, right? I mean, that's got to be cleaned up. And if he does, boom, he gets later into games. And even as he is right now, he's in pretty damn good shape. The other thing that stuck out really to me again is that 91st pitch being 94 miles an hour, man. That last night was a big step in the right direction for me, as a fan, my confidence level in Lance McCullers. Now, the other thing here, Ron, with the Astros is the significance of this series. The significance of this series with the Astros right now, they're chasing the Mariners, and we all know that the way you make up ground on a team that's ahead of you is you play them head-to-head and you beat them. Now, a sweep would be a hell of a thing. A four-game sweep would be a hell of a thing here.
But jump you in the first place.
Come on, man. But to get started on the right foot, swinging the bats the right way, that's a big plus too, right? I mean, that's the team you're hunting right now. And to get game one's big.
Well, and I think that's what this team is going to need, Clint, moving forward, is the bats to pick it up. Because, I mean, let's just be honest, right? We're looking at Lance, who we said we felt like he may have turned a corner. I mean, his corner was turned, but it was still four and a third innings. And then you got Lance, Gusto, and Colton Gordon, who looks like that's going to be your rotation to go along with Framber and Hunter Brown. You need to score more than two or three runs a game in their starts, you would think, right?
Yeah.
You're going to need your offense to come help you out some. So hopefully that is a sign of them finding a way to put up more runs than they have been lately.
The other thing I didn't quite realize was going on, and you may want to check me on this, but Mauricio Dubon's hitting .270 again.
Yeah, and he's starting to play a little bit more too. Right?
It's got to be. And I know, look, with the role that he plays relative to DeZenzo's been swinging it well. Hell, Cam Smith is been. I mean, I think he's probably exceeded expectations to a guy that's made the opening day roster for the first time. But Dubon hitting .270 again is he has been absolutely clutch in the last week too. Him hitting .270 again is big for the Astros moving forward. Because, I mean, hell, he could find himself playing everyday second base.
Yeah, he might. Especially if they're going to keep Altuve out there or every day somewhere.
Yeah.
Right? Like, because he can play, you know, so many spots with his position flexibility.
Well, that's the thing, though, is he a guy, it's Brendan Rodgers, right, would be the guy that you're competing with there to get everyday run.
Or unless those days where they like to put Altuve there for some reason.
Well, he played there recently, so he's.
Do you think Altuve goes in and says, "Hey Skip, I think I want to go second base today." All right, go ahead. Like, he moves himself up and down the order. Like, I wonder how much influence he has on where he plays every day. He's moving himself up and down in the lineup.
Yeah.
He moved Pena to the leadoff spot. Moved Paredes to the.
What did they have? Was Dubon in left field? Is that what it was?
Yesterday.
When Altuve recently played second.
Yeah, Dubon was in left field. Yeah, he had two errors in left field in the same inning on that game.
I'm sitting here trying to get him more run, and he's making errors.
Yeah, he had two errors in the same inning. Yeah, second inning.
Yeah, I wonder if that's an effort, like if the plan all along was to get X percentage of games at second, X percentage of games in left field,
and that had
a Yordan flair to it, and now that Yordan's, now that he's injured, I wonder if that's an effort just to keep that percentage right.
Yeah, might be. Yeah, they probably had a game plan, Clint, of who's going to play X amount of games here, DH here, because we see him do that too.
That's Ron Ugly. I'm Clint Sterner. You listen to Sports Radio 610. Houston sports leader. Ron, I thought I was going to miss the opportunity to make this call. But the Knicks went out there and tricked off that lead they had. I thought OKC, remember last time we talked about it, I just think OKC is just too much for Minnesota. I think it's across the board. I think OKC is.
It don't look any better now. It feels like a Styles make fights type of situation.
It seems like Minnesota's outclassed for sure. But I called and that day. I almost said, you know what, Ron? And I knew it was a little bit of a stretch. I almost said, you know what? I feel the same way about the Knicks. I feel like the Knicks being so battle tested, I thought, man, they got. I feel like that series is going to be the same way. And I tell you one reason. In fact, I need to get with somebody. Carl Anthony Towns. He's played two games now where he's been a different animal. Now, I'm not a historian. I don't know. I wasn't watching him in his days at Rucker Park. But it seems like a switch flipped in that dude. And so, anyway, my point being is I thought I was going to be – I thought I missed the opportunity to say, hey, man, I got OKC and the Knicks to handle business in this round. I'm going to be honest with you, man. Since they came back and lost that game, since Indiana came back and lost the game, I'm going to go ahead and make the call now.
Oh, you going with the Knicks?
Knicks and OKC.
Oh, yeah. I don't know, boy.
I think it's Knicks and OKC.
You got to look at it a couple of ways because the Knicks kind of did this to the Celtics, right, where they got out to the lead and you watch the game, and if you watch the entirety of the game, you would think, oh, the Celtics were better. They were up 20 every single game, and then the Knicks walked them down. We'll see. I hope the Knicks win tonight because this series is as entertaining as ever to me, and I want it to be a long series.
Yeah.
But Clint, boy, they lost the game where Brunson got 43 and Cat got 35 and 12. They lost that game.
Yeah.
Right, and that was, and the pace thing is kind of interesting when you watch those two. How that game is up and
battle,
down.
Right?
It's up and down. I want to know if this game is in the one. Is it the 110s or the 120s, which I think favors the Pacers?
Agreed.
Or the Knicks can slow it down and it's like in the low 100s
or 90s.
Well,
the interesting thing is, and I'll be honest with you, I'm guilty. I turned that game off. I thought it was over. I thought it was over with
no,
like.
There was
a handful of seconds
17,
left.
17 points with 6 minutes or 14 with 2 minutes is usually feels over. About 9 with 53 seconds
well,
left.
Well, that's
that
where I was going.
Feels
that,
over.
That was the exact game you just described favors the Knicks until inside 2 minutes. And then they just went absolute berserk. Now, I don't know if that was great shooting or if that was great or poor defense.
I think a little bit of both.
But they went absolute berserk. Because I remember the Pacers had 98 points at one point, and the Knicks were 110 and up. And I was like, man, this
– Naismith hit six threes himself in the fourth.
Yeah. So I say all that to say I want to take the time after the Knicks coughed up a lead, choked the lead away. I want to take time now. I still think the Knicks get this.
Yeah, the next, I don't know.
Not
we'll
this
see.
Next game, the series.
Again, I hope they win the next game because I think this will be a fun, long series. That Minnesota one, I don't know. Maybe Minnesota plays different at home. Maybe they come up. But it is so weird. The Thunder struggle like hell against the Lakers for some reason. That matchup for them, they got no size. That matchup for them, they struggle like hell against the Lakers. But the Timberwolves destroy the Lakers. Like, it's crazy. It's like the Ravens can't beat the Chiefs. And then the Ravens just crush the Texans. But then the Texans play better against the Chiefs than they play against maybe any of the other good teams. It's like the matchups, it's just like a weird matchup that.
Well, Minnesota, and I don't know enough about Minnesota long term, but what Minnesota, to me, it seems like Minnesota can't do is try to play their, you know, OKC ball. They
look so small to me. They look like they can't ever get rebounds, and they dominated, you know, everybody else up until that point. So it's wild. But the playoffs have been fun. This one tonight, man, MSG has been like the energy there is just been amazing. All right, coming up, some news on the injury front with the Astros and. They'll let us know who will be joining the team. We'll give you that info coming up now.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Nerds.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Thanks. All right, we're starting to see some people fall in and pop in, and we are out here live. There we go. There you go. I got my man right here. There you guys see you. We're out here live. Big City Wings, Copperfield location. Again, coming up, we have two more opportunities for you to win a $25 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors. All you got to do is sign your name, put it in our raffle box, and you can be a winner like our first two winners, Mike and Steve. Come on in, do that, and you can enter the grand prize to win a $500 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors and beer for a year, Budweiser, Bud Light. All you got to do is hit that QR code right there in front of Shea. Shea, raise your hand and let the people know where you are. Damn it, Shea, raise your hand. There he is. That's Shea. You can sign up right there, win $500 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors, beer for a year, using that QR code. It's been a good time out here. Clint is still fighting it. He's got a fresh white shirt that he purchased at Academy Sports and Outdoors, and it's the only thing that is holding him from not probably have had 6 pounds of crawfish by this point right now. And he is
rookie mistake.
Yeah, he's two buttons down already, so it feels like he may just go and just take the shirt off and eat it. calm down out here. He might just take the shirt off and eat it, and that'll be the way that he doesn't spill that.
Man, I knew when I.
A bad idea.
When I got on I-10, I looked down. I was like, "Golly, what a rookie mistake this was to not at least bring." I tell you, I had a little.
I had a little deal
I had to attend beforehand, and I just thought I should have grabbed me another T-shirt on the way out. And I just completely forgot about it, man. Rookie mistake on both fronts, and here I am watching other people eat crawfish and worried about a damn shirt.
Yeah, good. Yeah, man, tough boy.
Mm. I tell you what, them white wings are good.
Did you knock those white wings off?
I left two of them.
Why not, man? You can finish them off a little bit later.
Chicken, jalapeno, wrapped in bacon.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad. All right, come on down. Come on down. TV's everywhere. You can watch the Astros watch. Mm-hmm. As Clint was talking about, Pacers and Knicks. I believe there's hockey on tonight as well.
There's NFL Network has, I think it's the NFL Life.
Is that John Randall?
With John Randall. And his brother, Irv Randall, bought my first vehicle from Irv Randall.
Really?
Yep. Looks just like him.
Does he?
Yep. Like literally looks like
him. Dallas or something?
Dallas, yeah. Tahoe. That had a great Tahoe, man. Fully loaded. It was money.
Yeah, this is a great episode, actually. They talk about where he grew up, where he lived. And like a
Texas guy.
Small house. Then, You know, I'm talking, I think you had to use the restroom outside.
He's sitting in it during this interview, ain't he?
Yeah, he is. That's a box fan that looks like he's been there for the
box. You know, when the box fan is in the window, boy, it's hard times.
And they were doing it. That was big for them back then. So, but no, come on out. TV's everywhere. Good cold drinks. Crawfish going. And, oh, yes, folks, $5 margaritas. There you go, $5 margaritas here throughout the day. And half-price appetizers as well. Half-price appetizers, $5 margaritas to go along with things there and the crawfish as well. So get on down here and take advantage of that. Again, once again, we're at Big City Wings Copperfield location. All right, a little injury front news. We know yesterday we heard the news about Ronel Blanco going to the IL with the inflammation is what they said in his right elbow. He said he's going for a second opinion. So when I hear inflammation in right elbow, Houston Astros injury history, and second opinion, it feels like maybe it's more than just inflammation in the right elbow. So we'll.
I hate that for him too, man. You talking about a young dude that had a really promising start, man, and
well, he was starting to just pick it up. Like he was.
Well,
starting-
I just mean over the last couple years, the Dana Brown's claim to fame of knowing he was a starter. Wasn't that Dana Brown that said
that?
But you know, just how promising he's been early in a career, man. You'd like to see a guy like that at least get to his first damn contract, you know, and get broke off, and then if something happens like this down the stretch. But either way it goes, hopefully that second opinion is positive for him and us, Astros.
Well, it has been announced. Colton Gordon, speaking of Ronel Blanco, it's been announced Colton Gordon will start. He's been called back up from Sugarland. He will start for the Astros on Sunday. So he is going to take that spot in the rotation. Not a surprise there. And to be honest, his last two starts can get shaky, but the dam has not, not broken. He gave them a chance to win and kept them in it against the Royals in his first start. And they came back and were able to win it because he only gave up three runs and didn't fall apart. And then actually against the Rays, he pitched really, really well. Started to get away from him at the end, but gave his team a chance to win, left the game with the lead. The bullpen blew that one. So he will start and be a part of this rotation. I don't think it's just a one-off here. I think he's going to be there for a while, especially when we hear that Spencer Arrighetti is just getting a cast off and just now gripping things with his right hand, and they've got to kind of do a spring training build-up for him. So that's the latest there. And Hayden Wisniewski, who was determined he was going to have Tommy John. He had that today. Joe Espada said earlier today that he indeed had Tommy John surgery earlier today. So the Hayden Wisniewski injury is in full effect now. The rehab starts now from this point since he has the surgery, and we'll see how long it takes him to get back. So that's the latest thing there. As I see some people know, Jordan is still the same. From what we hear, just hand hitting off the tee. People texting in, Clint, you're pulling a show move. Come on, Clint, you can't afford another shirt. Just go with it.
Well, it wasn't afford it. I mean, that's not.
I mean, I'll be honest. That would be a move I would take.
What?
I just got this shirt.
No, I mean, I'll be honest with you. Once again, my travel time it was a little bit longer than I thought, and so I didn't save myself enough time to be real selective on what the hell exit I took to get here, and so it had more to do with time than it did that, and my goofy ass not remembering than it did. Not buying. I know. I goosenecked around this busy Highway 6 right here. I goosenecked around the whole way down, looking for something. Something. I just need a T-shirt. Something. But I didn't.
Academy Sports. Well, one. Well, they're all over the place. In those.
There's one 6 miles from here, but clearly it must have been when I went left on Highway 6. It must have been right there on the right.
you based that out. By the way, Clint, did you? Obviously, you saw. We wondered. He got it before the game yesterday. You talked about OKC, SGA, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander won the MVP, Clint, and well-deserved, as we talk, 32-plus a game, almost 33 a game, 6 assists, 5 rebounds for the best team in basketball that won 68 games. Clint, he makes it 7 straight years that the MVP in the NBA has come from a non-American, someone born outside of this country. It's seven straight guys. SGA won it. Jokic has won it three times in that period. Embiid has won it. And then Giannis won it two other times. So the last 7 years, the last person, you know the last person who won it that was born in the U.S.?
I'm going to guess LeBron.
No, James Harden. James Harden with the Rockets. How long ago did that seem? How long ago? 2017 yep. is the last time a non
Wow. Where the hell was SGA born?
Canada. He's Canadian. Last time was James. The last time an American won the MVP. And look, man, this thing might have a chance of really extending than longer than 7 years. Like when you look at it, I'm looking and I'm thinking, well, who may win it? Jason Tatum would have been somebody you thought could have a shot, but he's going to miss the next couple of at least the next year. So you don't know what he's going to be like. You know, Anthony Edwards, we'll see. That might be the top guy. Brunson, I don't know if he's going to be somebody to get there. Booker's still young. Tyrese Halliburton's coming on. Kate Hunt Cunningham, that's a guy that might have some, but I don't know how soon that is. You know, Cooper Flagg's coming in. Paolo Banchero, I know people may hear that name.
Boy, but if we got Cooper Flagg in the top 10 American, potentially.
I'm just saying. You see, yeah, but I'm just thinking, Clint, you got Wimby, who you feel like's coming. I don't think Jokic is just done being in the conversation. Yep. This is SGA's first. He's young, right there. I mean, there are guys like Luka. What is that? Like Luka's probably primed to potentially have a shot at that. They may run this thing to double digit years.
Yeah,
because I'm looking at it. Anthony Edwards is probably the best shot, and I don't know that I like him over guys like Jokic and SGA and maybe even Luka as well. So. Yeah. Like Luka's never won the thing, so it could be a long, long time before we see a potential another American win the MVP. James Harden with the Rockets, the last one to do it. All right, coming up, D'Amico Ryans. How do we get him to the next level? How does he get? What is it going to take for D'Amico Ryans to get from the level of great head coach to where good head coach to where he is? 10 games, all of that to, hey, this is a defensive coach that's not just a good defensive coach and can win 10 games. This is a guy who can win it all. We'll discuss.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, You can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
That coming up next. All right, welcome back in as we are live here in Big City Wings, Copperfield. Thank you. There you go. Copperfield location where the Mud Bugs is going out. I see my man right there. He's got him some bugs right there. Go ahead. Getting the head, sucking the juice out of the head. There you go. I see you. Get that out. Get it out. Get it out. I'm with you. Get it out. There it is. He's having himself a good time, and I've heard good things about the Bugs. Now, I have not heard them from Clint, but I've heard good things about the Bugs around here. So come on out here and get you some. And, by the way, half off appetizers throughout the day and $5 margaritas frozen and on the rocks, baby. So you can't pass that up. So come on out and enjoy yourself. By the way, at the end of this segment, if you're in the building and you have not done so, we will be hooking somebody up with our third $25 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors. We will have our next winner coming up at the end of this segment. We'll do it in this hour and one more time in the 5 o'clock hour. All you got to do is sign your name and put it there in our raffle box, and you will have a chance to be our next winner. All right, Glenn, as I'm reading up here on the text line, I'm about to get people ain't going. People ain't going to encourage me at all. Now people are taking. I'm not going to say anything.
No, they're going to pull a 180. They're going to be rolling the window down and be like, "Hey."
Oh, I know people have said that. My man said, "I saw you in HEB," but he said, "Ron, I saw you in HEB. I said hello to you. If I see you on the street, I promise you, I'm rolling my window down to say something."
Hey, get your big ass out this heat,
come
boy!
On, man, get in here. You want
to
ride?
Everybody's gonna be through trying to give you a little word of encouragement. They're gonna just hammer you.
You want to ride?
Yeah, hey, get on.
Hop in. Come on, man! Don't turn this down. Man. Gonna
throw that tailgate down, Bob. Funny.
I feel like people are coming approaching me like my car broke down, and that's why I'm out there walking. Not like I'm walking on purpose.
All right, man.
All right, Clint, we talked about this in the tease about D'Amico Ryans. As I said, man, I think D'Amico Ryans has reached the stage of he has been successful. Now, I don't like what I saw in a text. Somebody sent in a text that said D'Amico Ryans is pretty much in the same space of what Bill O'Brien was. And that's where he is right now. If you look at it and you start to say the records, Bill O'Brien, who was a repeated winner of the AFC South title and seemed to have a ceiling there, and they were teams that were good, but did you really think they were contenders to win it all? Probably not. I don't know. Walking into last year, I think the Texans were contenders, but right now I think you look at the Texans as a – maybe wild card level division winner and not sure that you think they are a Super Bowl contender in that way. I'm just wondering right now, as I said, D'Amico, we got him, man. He's in there and when you look at other defensive coaches, he's in there like you know, maybe even Sean McDermott. He's in there like Lovie Smith. He's in there where, yeah, they're good coaches. They're going to be good football teams. But what does it take for them to get to the next level? How, Clint, does D'Amico Ryans – just in year two, but I think the expectations clearly have changed with him. What is it going to take for him to get to the level of guys like Todd Bowles to guys like Mike Tomlin, who've been to multiple Super Bowls, and really earlier Mike Tomlin, and Pete Carroll, who's been to multiple Super Bowls? What is it going to take for him as a defensive coach to go up to that next level?
Well, I think the – so one thing I think, Ron, that is to kind of just lay it out a little bit along with you is I'm convinced that he and Nick Caserio have and will do things consistently to get you to 9 or 10 and to get you to the playoffs, right? Whether that's like Bill O'Brien or not, okay, whatever, however people want to couch it. The reality is in order to be a team that is going to scare 12 or 13 wins, you know, a year for a 5 or 6 year span, there's obviously going to be lulls when you lose your quarterback or injuries hit or whatever. But when you're talking about guys that can, when the stars align, can go get you 12, 13 get wins a year, how does he get there? And I think it's an easy answer to the question. I think he has to hit on the offensive coordinator. I think he absolutely has to hit on the offensive coordinator. You just flat out, when you get to games where, you know, we talked about the Eagles earlier and the Eagles and how they were a good offense, you know, all year long, but then when it mattered the most, they rattled off half a hundred or they rattled off 40 here. They got better in the playoffs. Like you've got to have a weapon on the sideline. And clearly Bobby Slowick wasn't that, and he missed it. He missed with Bobby Slowick. Now it's Nick Caley in this, you know, group approach. And until he hits on the offensive coordinator, I think DeMeco Ryans is going to be a good, really good head coach that can get you 9 or 10 in this division. He's going to win the division and is going to be an early exit out of the playoffs. When he finds that offensive coordinator and then has the next offensive coordinator that he trusts, you know, in the pipeline. And when he gets everything humming on the offensive side of the football where he trusts it and he can just feel the funnel, so to speak, then I think he's got something. Until then, it's going to be hard for DeMeco to take that step.
713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch, jump in on this as well. What do you think is the next step for DeMeco? What do you sense and see he's got to do this to kind of break through the level that he's at right now? Right. What do you think has to change? For me, Clint, I agree with you. It feels like it's got to come from the offensive side of the ball. Right. That it feels like it has to do that. But I would go almost another step from picking the right guy that's going to run his offense to. I think he has got to be more involved in it.
Oh, I agree wholeheartedly.
Right, and I think especially with CJ, it sucks, but it's just different. Like it's easier to me for Sean McVay to just say, "Hey, Wade Phillips, man, just go ahead and take it, man. You got it." Like I think he'll maybe go over there and just look and say, "Hey, man, how are we doing? Maybe we be aggressive. Maybe do this." I think it's one way. But when you're dealing with the franchise player and the quarterback and you're dealing with the offense, like the tone has to be not only set, but you have to be a little bit more involved in it so it's going exactly the way you want it to go and how you envision it. Like I think the offense still has to come from his vision. Maybe it's not, you know, he's not the one doing the X's and O's and executing, but it has got to come from his vision. It can't be just like, you know what, man? I think the OC in Cincinnati is doing a good job. Let me just bring him in. No, it has to be somebody that's going to embody exactly what you want to do and not just successful people. So I'm not saying he needs to be overbearing and he needs to go in there and say, "Hey, man, I'm going to call these plays with you," or "I need you to run over everything with me." But I think he has to be more involved.
Well, here's because you're right. I think he has to hit on the offensive coordinator for it to be a major, major success and a major run. But to your point, I do think that is more in the control and more what, as a fan, what I expect him to do this year is, like, the level of physicality, the participation, the accountability, the identity of this offense can't depend on who he hires. Like that's now and moving forward, right? To me, you move Laramie Tunsil for a reason. I don't care what anybody out there says. You move Laramie Tunsil for a reason so that you can change the identity and the culture, the chemistry in your O-line
room. And that came from
for a damn reason. Whether that's participation, accountability, physicality, everybody working together, everybody buying in, whatever it may be, right? That's the kind of stuff to me that DeMeco has to do this year. Forget about Nick Caley. I don't know if he hit on the offensive coordinator or not. I don't know if the group approach is right or not. I don't know if Nick Caserio being more involved and clearly being the decision maker on a lot of these coaches, I don't know if that's the right way or not. But if DeMeco Ryans goes in there and there is a bar that's set, there's a standard that's set in a sense of accountability, physicality, participation, all of those things. And it's not, well, I'm going to see if Nick Caley can set this thing. He's got the energy. I'm going to see if C.J. Stroud can set this thing. It can't be that. It's got to be D'Amico Ryans. You're right. That is, we'll find out down the road. We'll find out by mid-year if Nick Caley's the guy that we all hoped he is, if he can take us to the promised land. But we should see right away in training camp the D'Amico Ryans. Hey, I learned from Bobby Slowick. I learned from Laramie Tunsil. I learned from last year's struggles. I'm going to make sure that this football team is held accountable.
All right, here's some of the comments from people on the text line. D'Amico has done a poor job on offense. He ignores problems. He lets personality feelings get in the way of his decisions. He's allowed friendships to get in his quarterback, get his quarterback killed. He doesn't hold Caserio accountable. If it doesn't work, it's on him and Caserio. Another one texting in, D'Amico needs an elite OC who is competent and also needs to have an O-line that protects Stroud. He needs to stop being a friend slash dad and be a coach.
I think some of those are maybe worded a little different than I would put it, but I do believe that the biggest hell, and let's be honest, probably one of the only mistakes that I think D'Amico Ryans has made since he's been here is hiring and trusting Bobby Slowick and backing to a fault publicly Laramie Tunsil. And look, I'm not saying he's an idiot for doing those things, so don't put words in my mouth. I'm just saying when you constantly stroke a guy in the media that is not what you want the identity of your team to be, when you put a C on his chest, then you give that guy power. You give whoever he is and what he's about power to overtake your O-line room, if not your entire offense. When your quarterback's up there making comments about, oh, Laramie Tunsil's a vet, he only works when he wants to, like that's not cool. Those are the kind of things that I think D'Amico Ryans has got to get out of the system.
Yeah, coming up.
And that, by the way, that has nothing to do with who he hires.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's the overall thing. And, yes. and again, as I said, I think he is getting more hands-on. I think the Tunsil thing
it
is
appears.
Him.
It appears. Yeah, it absolutely appears. But to your point, you said something about being overbearing. And I agree with you to a point of being overbearing, but, like, D'Amico Ryans has to be one to where – now, this may – maybe he has to pay a little closer attention because he's been so focused on defense. But if the physicality at practice or the communication at practice isn't what he needs it to be, D'Amico needs to put his foot down and say, "Hey, let's line this back up and start this drill over offense. That ain't how we're gonna do things right."
I just mean, like, not to have Nick Caley feel like he can't do his job, call plays and stuff. You know, like, hey man, what are you calling? I think that's too much. All right, 5 o'clock fire coming up next. We're going to hook somebody up with a $25 gift card. Coming up, we'll get you ready for the Astros and Mariners. The lineup is out. A couple of injury notes as well there. Playoffs, Pacers, Knicks, we'll get you ready there. And some news out of one of the stars in the NFL. All of that as we continue live right here. Big City Wings Copperfield location as the drive is live.
All right, y'all, power outages, they can happen anytime around these parts. If you've lived here for any amount of time, you know, whether it's extreme heat, it's freeze, or obviously hurricanes, you know, and many things cause a power outage around here. And the other thing that you know is that the power grid, it ain't gonna hold up, man. Grid failures and outages, they're gonna happen. What you need to do right now is get you a free estimate on a Generac home standby generator from Generators Supercenter. They are the nation's number one Generac generator dealer, and they're waiting on your call, man. Give them a call. Make sure that you prepare for the next power outage. Make sure you take care of your family. Keep them safe, man. 281-251-6100. 281-251-6100. You can always check them out online at generatorsupercenter.com.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.